We already on? Okay, thanks. So again, top of page 138. The past couple of times, we have spent a lot of time talking about the first line of Shema, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. This next section talks about the second line of Shema, Baruch Shem Kavod, Machuso La'olam Vo'ed, which we have yet to explain in depth. The letter Zion on the very top of 138. Oh, get in the Chodesh, everybody. Get in the Chodesh, Shafelech and Adar. Va'amnam, l'tikun ha'godol hazeh, yitzhaver tikun acher. For this great tikun of Shema, to this great tikun of Shema, there is joined another great tikun. And a tikun here means something which is for the betterment of reality, of the world that Hashem created, setting it more toward the time of the revelation of His oneness. Every tikkun has that context to it. V'hu ha'nichlal b'shevach sha'omrim achar zeh. And this tikkun is included in the praise that we say right after Shema, Dahainu, which is Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso La'olam Vo'ed. Right, so literally, blessed is the name of the honor of His kingdom forever. V'zeh, ki hine kavar bi'arnu, we have already explained. Sheklal kol hashpa'osav yisborach, v'he'orosav, that all of Hashem's hashpa'os, the things that He emanates into this world, and the light that He sends into this world, heim inyanim nimshachim, b'mesibos shonos, they are brought down into this world by many types of workings and inner workings and cause and effect, all types of things that bring about these hashpa'os. V'kulam nishrashim b'nitlim b'yichudo yisborach u'shelemuso ha'amiti, but all of these hashpa'os that Hashem sends into the world for the sake of letting His oneness be more known, they're all rooted in, that's Nishrashim, they're rooted, the Nitlim, they're dependent upon Yehudah, His Yehud, His oneness, and His true perfection. And little by little, He sends more of that into the world each and every day, each and every tikkun, so the world can achieve its goal. V'hine, Hanivroi mitznahagim bilgugulim shonim. The world is conducted with many different events and goings on. Lefi klal ha-hashpa'os ha'ela u'mesibosehem, according to all of these hashpa'os, these emanations that come into the world. In other words, there are numerous, millions kinds of hashpa'os that come into the world, that are all based on life's situations. V'sof ha'kolhu, but the end of it is, the goal, the objective, is she'yagiyu lihishtalem b'shleimus ha'amiti, that everything will reach its ultimate and final goal of shleimus, completion in the world. That's where everything is headed, as we've learned before. Ki'ulam, gozro hechachma ha'ayon, because Hashem decreed in His lofty wisdom, shelo yimashech v'lo yagia ha'hishtalim labruim, that this state of shlemus would not be brought into the world and would not arrive in the world, ela al yidei kol ha'mesibos ha'ela va'achar kol gilgulehem, except following all of these events that occur in the world, all of the cause and effect relationship in the world. So that means this, that every single one of those hashpa'os, that emanation of light and oneness that God sends into the world, each one has its proper place and its proper time, and the only way it's going to come into this world is in that correct context. So each and every day of our lives, and the things that we do in Avodas Hashem, They bring down different hashpa'os into the world. There's nothing that we do that doesn't bring down a hashpa'a. Do something small, you know, a small kindness for somebody, that brings a hashpa'a. Do a large kindness for somebody, that brings a hashpa'a. Do a mitzvah in the privacy of your home, like lighting your candles, that brings down a hashpa'a. Do a mitzvah in public with lots of people, that brings down a hashpa'a. Everything comes down according to what we do. As you said before, the maisa hatachtonim, that which human beings do. So we play a very important role in drawing this shleimus down into our world. V'hine, b'hiyos ha-pa'ula v'hashlita la-yichud, nitla ha-kolbo. Being that, all function and all rule, control, belongs to Hashem's oneness. Everything is dependent upon that. V'nodo'os kol ha-hashpa'os. And when that occurs, all the hashpa'os will be known and will be well known in the world. Meaning, each thing that we do that brings down a little more yichud into the world, when that's all accomplished, the big picture, when the whole thing is done, then we'll see how all of these hashpa'os come into the world to make it the place Hashem wants it to be. She'enon ella anfei ha-yichud. Because they are all extensions of Hashem's oneness, every single one. V'haderech lahagia habrui melav, and they all contain the path on which people reach God. So each time, again, we do something that's another extension, an anaf, a branch of God's oneness in the world, and it's a furtherance of the pathway that we're on toward bringing that ultimate time. V'hine, b'hiyos Hakavona b'pasuk rishon. I was going to connect this to the first pasuk in Shema, and then to Baruch Shem. Being that, the kavana, our thought process, our intention, in the first pasuk was litlos hakol b'yichud kamosha zacharnu, to make sure to enable everything to be connected to Hashem's oneness, because we learned. That's one of the things that happens when we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There's like a miniature revelation of Hashem's oneness, a me'ain, the time of Mashiach, something like that in a small way. So in that moment of Shema, everything is connected to Hashem's Yichud because we're proclaiming it. Nimsa'u kol ha-hashpa'os Nitlos bazeh. So all of the hashpa'os get connected to that revelation. V'hakol shov el inyan hashlemus ha'amiti shezacharnu, and everything returns to this ultimate shlemus that we mentioned. So in Shema, when we say that line, and everything is connected to Yichud Hashem, and he literally means that. There's something that occurs in the universe. When we say that pasuk, that binds everything to Hashem's unity. We can't see it, as we'll talk about in a minute, but that's what occurs, and that's Hashem Echad. So now we've accomplished that in saying the Shema. Second paragraph, V'hine, ha-nolad mizeh bibruim hu, there is a consequence, a nolad, of this very great impact in the world. And we touched on this in the previous parak. So what happens? Shayashre Shemo Aleihem. Number one, Hashem brings his name to rest upon us, that he's known by us. V'yistabek bam kedushaso histabkus gadol. And his holiness is greatly attached to us. V'yishlot bam, and it has rule and control. V'yamshichem acharav tamid, and it draws us after him. That this revelation of Hashem's presence in Shema, it has an influence on us. It helps us to be drawn after Hashem. V'yimatzu kulam nitlim bo umishtalmim bishleimuso, and we're all connected to Hashem shleimus at that time. V'zehu hamatzav, and this is the state, the Kriyashma state, Sheyagiu lo be'emes b'sof kol ha'gilgulim, that will reach in a large and a complete way at the end of history when Mashiach comes. And that's why I keep referring to this time of Kriya Shema as a little miniature Mashiach, because there's something about it which contains that which will be here in full in the end of days. That's what he means, b'sof kol ha'gilgulim, at the end of all of the events. V'hine b'hiosam kach, when that does occur, nimso chefso yisporach na'aseh, Hashem's will is achieved, u'chvodo misgadel, and then his honor, his kavod, is enhanced. Now that, we want to zero in on that word, kavodo misgadel, because we have that Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso. Blessed is the name of his honor, the honor of his Malchus. So now he's starting to lead into that. When this occurs, that this ultimate revelation of Hashem comes down, Kavodo Misgadel. That's very glorious, Kaviyachol, for Hashem. His plan in the universe is happening. It's reaching its fulfillment. That's a great Kavod for Hashem. V'zeh ikur ha'atorah, and this is the most important crown, shehu mis'atir bibruav, that he is crowned by his creations, u'kiviyochol mis'gad elbam, and so to speak, he's becoming enhanced by us. Now we've already learned that we don't do anything to truly enhance Hashem, he's already perfect, but it means within the context of creation and what he wants to achieve, it's happening now. And I was talking about the time of Mashiach. And that's a full and complete revelation. That's the honor of Hashem. V'amnam, however, ata ein hadover hazeh mishtalem ela baruchnim. Now, in our world, whenever we say Kriya Shema and this miniature Gilui HaYichud happens, it's only revealed in full upstairs in Shemayim, baruchnim. They get it. They see it. They grasp it. In the spiritual world, they see this. Ki hine heim tahori mukadoshin. They're tahor, they're pure, they're kadosh, they're holy. There's no barriers there. Ushmo yisporach shmo, shora alehem. God's name rests upon them. Umiskasher bam, hiskashrus gadol. And he is tightly bound to the higher olamos, the malachim, the kochos, v'heim nimshachim mamash acharav, and they truly follow Hashem, that's all they do, b'chol esu v'chol sha'a at all times, u'kavodo misgadol bohem, and up there his kavod is great and expanded because it's all happening, everybody follows Hashem's will in Shemayim, in the ruchniyistika world. So the kavod malchus up there is revealed. However, we're in a different place. Ach, betachtonim, ein hadover nishlam. Down here in the lower worlds, this does not reach a completed state. Mipnei she'enam adayin shleimim, because we are not yet complete and whole. And there are lots of barriers down here to this revelation. V'hara mis'arev bohem, and evil is mixed in to this world. It's present. Velohi taharu mimena, we have not yet been cleansed of the ra which is here. So we're not able to see this. We live in a world where there is ra, there's hoshah, barriers. This gilui hayichud, which in Shemayim is so clear, in our world, it's not clear. Ukiviyochol ein kavodo yisporach miskadel bohem kra'ui. And kiviyachol, so to speak, Hashem's kavod is therefore not expanded and enhanced in our world as ultimately it will be. So we say that pasuk of Shema, and we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, all of those great things are occurring about Gilui HaYichud. They're all happening. In Shemayim, it's clear. In our world, it's not clear. But we believe it's happening. V'hine ha-malachim. So what about malachim, angels? Mitzad ha-tikun shehem bo. In that They are in a state of tikkun. And every time we say Shema, up there in Shemayim, they love it. And they're probably applauding when we say Shema up there. Because it's great for them. They have Gilui HaYichu. They're drawn after Hashem. Mishabchin Shevach Zeh. So they can say this praise. Boruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Voed. They can say that up there. Because they see it. And they experience it. So we're seeing here that the idea of Boruch Shem, blessed is the name of the honor of Hashem's kingdom forever, that what that really means is that you can see it. Shame, it has a name. You can name it, you can call it for what it is. And what is it? It's Kavod Malchus. God's honor is revealed and enhanced because it's all according to the way He wants it. They can say that up there because they're experiencing it. Achatachtonim, but down here in the lower worlds, Efshar Lohem Lishabeach Oso. We really can't say this praise, Boruch Shem. We're not on the level that we perceive it. Ki Einam Ru'uyim Lazeh, we're not yet worthy of this. Velo Hashem Shora Aleim Kuroi, and Hashem's name does not rest on us in its fullness because of our barriers. And the Ra, which is here.
That's why we say
not so quietly. Right. But he's going to say in a moment. That's why we say it softly. Exactly. V'lo ha-kavod mitzgad el-bohem. And the kavod Hashem is not enhanced here in our world. And we know that because we don't see it with our own eyes. We believe it. We have emunah and betachon. Ella, however, Yaakov Avinu alav ha-shalom. Yaakov Avinu, our great patriarch Jacob, Bechir Sheba Avos, Zocha Kavar Lazeh, he was Zocha to this vision. Can you imagine such a person in this world being able to see this in clarity like the Malachim do in Shemayim? See, the Ramchal says Yaakov was Zocha to this, Be'ez Petiraso Min Ha'olam, as he was leaving this world. As he was about to die, but he didn't die, Yaakov Avinu Lomeis, a different kind of death than we were familiar with. As he was about to leave this world, this became clear to him, meaning he experienced it, not just that he believed it. Bihiyoso im kolbanav hakadoshim saviva. So what happened there? He had all of his 12 sons around him. That's the Shivtei Ka. So what does that mean? He's surrounded by Klal Yisrael. That was Klal Yisrael. He and the Shvatim, that's the Jewish people. So they were all around him. Shelo hayo behem pesul. And at that point, not one of them had a psul. Everybody was in the state of tikkun. V'nis'atru b'yichudo yisbarach. They all, at that point, had this moment of being crowned with Hashem's yichud. Sha'amru, and what did they say to him at that time? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Now even though that pasuk is written later in the Torah, but our Chachamim teach us, this is what the Shvatim said to Yaakov Avinu. And Shema Yisrael is referring to him, because Yaakov's other name is Yisrael. So they're saying, Shema Yisrael, listen Yisrael, that's him, Yaakov, and it's also Yisrael, the Jewish people. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So they're proclaiming this state of Yichud, and therefore it's happening because they're saying it. Va'oz ono hazokein. And then the old man, the zokein, Yaakov Avinu, he answers, Boruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Voed. That's a chazal. That was his response to his sons when they said that, Boruch Shem. And he could say it because he was there. V'nimsanu shemitzein v'nimsa. Therefore, we find shemitzi deinu, based on who we are and where we are right now, in onuruuyin li'inyan hazeh. We are not worthy of really saying this. Boruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Voed. We don't experience it in a revealed state. Ela kitzas mimenu, but we were given a little bit of that experience. Nitan lanu. Mitzido shel Yaakov Avinu alav hashalom, because of our Av Yaakov Avinu. But because of him and what he experienced, and he's one of us, we have a little bit of that in us. A little bit of Yaakov Avinu's experience is in us. The Sforim HaKadoshim say that the Avos, as a matter of fact, the Shiva Roim, the seven shepherds of Israel, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David, that they all contributed an ingredient to the neshama of Klal Yisrael. So their contribution is in us. So when Yaakov Avinu experienced that, that became part of the Jewish experience, and it's in us. V'alkein anu omrim oso ach b'cheshai. So we say it, but we say it softly. As Mrs. Diskin said, we say it softly. Zulas b'yom ha-kippurim, except on Yom Kippur, but we say it out loud. So what does that mean then, that we say it out loud on Yom Kippur? What's happening for us? We experience it. Shemis'alim bo Yisrael l'madregas ha-malachim, that we are on that day elevated to the state of angels, malachim, so we can say Boruch Shem Kavod Malchuso v'lamvot out loud on Yom Kippur, Kriyat Shema at nighttime and Kriyat Shema in the daytime. It's always a great moment when you say that in Shul on Yom Kippur. U'kamo shenivar b'mekamo b'siyata d'shmaya, as we will explain later on, b'siyata d'shmaya. The Gemara actually asks this question, that why is it that we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso l'lamvoed? And they entertain two sides to the question. They say, on the one hand, Yaakov Avinu said it, referring to that which we just learned. On the other hand, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it, because later on in the Torah, in Sefer Devarim, where Kriya Shema is written, it says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It does not say in the Torah, Boruch Shem Kavod Malchuso L'Olam Vaed. It's not in the Torah. So Yaakov said it, Moshe didn't say it. The Chachamim say, so what do we do? They say, say it quietly. That's another way to look at this. Say it quietly, so we're satisfying both. Yaakov said it, Moshe didn't say it, so we say it softly. But the Ramchal is saying here that we say it because we have some of the experience of Yaakov Avinu. So we're entitled to say that, but we say it softly, except for on Yom Kippur, when it's in full form. Please, yeah, some questions.
When it says that the Shvatim didn't have a psul, right. You had Shimon and Levi with Shem, Vayera, Yehuda, etc.
Right.
So, there and Yaakov talks about it in the
Yes, he does. Yes,
so
he does.
There are psul.
So, I think what he means is this. So two things. Well, first of all, those things were all behind them. Right? That had occurred in the past. They're now further ahead. I would assume in that they are the Shvatim and that they're Tzadikim and that they did Tshuva. Then we can make that assumption because the Chachamim say, if you see a Talmud Chacham who does an Avera today, you can be assured by tomorrow that he did Tshuva. So this is certainly the Shiv Teka. So they, I would assume, had done tshuva for that. Then secondly, was the greatness of the moment. In that moment, as Yaakov Avinu is about to leave this world, which is a tremendous moment of Kedusha, I think that elevated them. And he says they were all there together, v'nis'atru b'yichudo yisparach. They were crowned by Hashem's kavod, by his oneness. In that moment, they were in a state of without psul. I think it's both of those two things together.
So on the other hand, Moshe Rabbeinu was pe'adaber.
Right.
How was he not
psul? Right, so why wouldn't he say that, right? So this is just a thought. I don't know if it's correct. But maybe because he's giving it to us, right? At that point, it's becoming part of the Torah. It's now for Klal Yisrael to say this. And we can't say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso L'Olam, really, it's beyond our Madrega. So at that point, as it's being given as a mitzvah to us to say twice daily, perhaps it was left out. It wasn't indicative of who we were, where we stand. Yeah, Mrs. Sugar, please.
I remember you told us a story that you got to see a couple of Rabbi Hirschfeld.
Yes.
And the story he told you?
About them dancing on Yom Kippur, right?
Yeah. So does this fit, I mean,
it is a great story.
Yeah, this fits into this, no?
Yeah, it does. Completely? No, no, it does. It's a day of tremendous simcha. We relate to it as with a lot of yura, because there is a lot of yura in Pachad, but it's also a day of tremendous simcha. Hashem is revealing himself. Our averos are being forgiven. And those two things go together, because what the Ramchal said here is the reason we can't usually say this is because there are barriers. We just have too many barriers. Up in Shemayim, there aren't any. So on Yom Kippur, the barriers are gone. And Mechila, Slicha, Kapara makes a lot of sense that we can therefore experience the Gilui HaYichud on that day. Please, yes. You still have to say it quietly. I wouldn't call it a chet, no, but it's not in accordance with the proper way to say Kriyat Shema. Because it's not a matter of private or public. Even a private person, even if they're a great person, they can't say this. It doesn't fit who we are yet in this world. Private, public, it's not who we are. Yeah, because we have Tuma, we have Ra, it's all mixed into our Olam. So we don't have the ability, the right, really, to say that yet, except on Yom Kippur. Yeah, please.
There's a little pamphlet that was handed out. It was in Shul from the Chafetz Chaim Heritage Foundation that translates recognition of Hashem's majesty increase forever and forever. And Kavod Malchuscha means majesty, right?
I think that's a very good way to say it.
Yes, I thought so too.
I like that translation. We were saying majesty as opposed to kingship. I think majesty is a very good word.
Yeah. That little.
I saw they were little cards, like in the shuls, and they were put there by somebody trying to do something good, right?
Yeah, so they gave it out, I think,
at the event. Okay.
Yeah. So it's really, I like that little.
I do. It's a nice way to say recognition of his majesty, the glory of his majesty. That's a pretty good translation, conceptually, of what. Baruch Shem Kavod means as we're learning it. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, please, Regina.
Sort of with the angels, they have no bechira.
Right.
They're not up and down.
Right.
And yet they're choosing to God, for God to be our majesty.
They're not choosing. They simply are that.
Do they get better when we say?
Well. That they get better in the sense that it's a moment of even greater revelation for them. Because they live in moments of higher and lesser revelation. They don't have any Ra up there, but there's still a concept of more light, even more light, super light. So they have that, but they're not choosing it. That's happening as a result of what we do. Here.
They're getting the benefit.
They get the benefit of it. Yeah, we're affecting the higher olamos, and they're getting the benefit of it, present tense. Yeah.
Because it doesn't go exactly with what you think of as an angel or what a mala doing anything. So, but see,
this is what they're doing. They're saying, they're constantly saying Shir V'Shava. That's what their mission is about. That's what their task is about. Everything that they do is really about their recognizing Hashem in their mission. There's no confusion between their mission and the being who puts them to their mission. It's all one. For us, you know, we compartmentalize. I'm doing this because Hashem said so. There's our mission. There's the one who told me to do the mission. So we see that as separate things. But for them, that's all echad.
Hashem is giving them that.
Yeah.
They're giving themselves.
No, it's from Hashem, but it's being motivated, or I should say, promoted by down here, by Maisa HaTachtonim.
Okay, so what, yeah. How do they change? What's the,
They don't change. They're constant in their way. Now, the only way that you could say they could change is that they have higher and lower moments of times of revelation. That's true. Ratzo v'shov, this word. They run forward, they run backward. They see more, they see less. So that's what they're, for them, that's change. But there's nothing intrinsically about them that's changing. They're in a constant state. They're omdin. They're referred to as omdin. We're mahalchim, we're holchim, and they're omdin.
Yeah, but it's hard to vision. It doesn't seem that they're going anyway when they get more light from Hashem. It just gets brighter.
So gets brighter, right. That's a good thing. Also, they're not us, right? It's just we can't put our experience on them. It's a two different, completely different types of creations. Ilana, yeah, please.
Why isn't it more like a general bracha, like when you say Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam? Are these specific words you have to see something to say it out loud?
When you're saying Shema Yisrael or Baruch Hashem?
When you say Baruch Hashem, you have to be able to see something, right. Like the Melech to say it out loud.
Right.
But we say similar paraphrased words all the time.
Yeah, we do. And there is a similarity, because you have Baruch, right? You have Melech as well, Baruch HaMelech. What else do you have? And you have Shem, Kavod. You don't have Shem, but you do have Shem Hashem. Malchuso, you have Le'olam Voed. So to get Baruch and Malchus, which are two ingredients in a bracha, you have to have the bracha and Malchus and Shem Hashem. So I think it's this, that at that moment, when we say a bracha, there is a little bit of this, because we're about to do a physical action like eat food or do a mitzvah, and we're acknowledging that when we do that, Hashem's presence is enhanced. We're about to do a mitzvah. So there is that similarity. But in terms of the fullness of experience, that is a result of having just said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So Baruch Shem follows that. Those two are connected. When we're saying a bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, that is the experience. It's not coming on the tails of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. But we're trying to put Hashem's presence or acknowledge Hashem's presence in that physical thing we're about to do. So it's really, it's a different experience. There's no proclamation of Yichud Hashem and then the bracha, which is what Shema is. Yeah, Linda, please.
So I was going to say ask the same thing Ilana just asked in terms of worthiness. I mean, because half the things we say in Davening we're not worthy of saying either.
Right.
But with your answer, so recently I looked in the Siddur for the first time in 55 years to see the words of Moda Ani. And at the end of Reishis Chachma, you say Baruch Shem. So that's not in the experience of Shema. Like, did you say it quietly? And why are we worthy to say it there? And what's the deal with that?
You don't have to say it quietly. And the deal is, it's a different context.
It's the same word.
The same word.
You have to say those out loud when you're in bed and not even
right.
Dressed.
Yeah, because you're not doing the same thing. When it follows Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and there's this moment of miniature Mashiach in the universe. So Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso L'Olam Va'ed in that context is about that. We just experienced a Yichud Hashem of tremendous proportions. We're not on the Madrega to really see it, so we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso L'Olam Va'ed softly. But when we say it in other contexts, it's not following this tremendous state of Gilui HaYichud.
It's just praise.
It's praise to Hashem. Same pasuk, same idea, but it's not of the same proportion. It's not being pronounced over the Gilui HaYichud, which it is being pronounced in Shema. So it means that, but it's that change of context makes all the difference in the world.
Okay, and also just
Yeah.
Because I can't believe I spent my whole life not saying this. Are we supposed to say it? Is it really part of the Nosa? Because nobody teaches.
That first part of the Siddur is not said by a lot of people. It's said by little children in day school. And then as you grow up, you stop saying it. I'm not saying it, so I don't say it. No. I say Moda Ani Fanecha, and I go right into Brichas HaShachar, Asher Yatzar L'Kain Neshama, Brichas HaTorah. I don't say Matov Olecha Yaakov every day. Reishis Chachma, I don't say that. Yeah, I could. But those are praises to Hashem. And that's what I learned in school. But there was a certain point in my davening, wherever that happened, that slipped away. So, yes, it's part of davening, but it's not part in the same way as, let's say, Baruch Sh'amar, Ashrei Yishtabach. They're praises to Hashem. So I don't want to discourage anybody from saying those beautiful psukim. And if you say it, Ashreichem, because they're beautiful, I am just saying that a lot of people don't say them at a certain point. Yeah. I'm not sure if that's a good thing, but that's what it is, yeah. Yeah, Mira, please.
Said there's more brightness in the world, there's more light in the world.
Yeah.
And here there's congregations and individuals all over the world saying this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it's all, especially with the time differences, it's like a constant chorus.
Yeah.
Constant right. chorus. And everybody does it at a different time.
Yeah, and it's going up into Shemayim. What you're describing, Meir, I have that experience at the end of Yom Kippur. So we're all there in Shul at the end of Ne'ilah, Shema Yisrael, Shema Elokeinu Baruch Shem, three times Hashem Elokim. Right, so here we're all the shuls in our community, and then like we're offering up this up to Hashem, right? And then the next time zone comes along in Shemayim, then the next city offers of it, like for 24 hours around the world, everybody's Ne'ilah is arriving up there in Shemayim, you know, like that one after another. What a beautiful vision of Klal Yisroel. Yes, please, Mrs. Klein. They do have their certain tasks to do, but they continue to exist. They don't fade out of existence. They become, you might say, part of the collective praise of the universe to Hashem. Yeah, yeah. You can create a malach as well in terms of what you do, what Mira is saying. But the ones that are about the ongoing workings of nature in the universe, they say they're sheer, they do their job, and they take their place amongst the tzva. Mala, yeah.
Did you say you could pray to a mala?
No, chas v'shalom. No. I said we create a mala.
Oh, create.
When we do mitzvos, we create malachim. Because that's a new force in the universe, a force of kedusha in the world that's now here, that wasn't here before.
Yeah, right. Okay,
so we can do one more paragraph. I think we finished that one. Yeah, letter Zion. Now that was, Baruch Shem, he devotes a lot of time to that. The next part, which is letter Ches, is very concise, as we'll see. Va'omna, m'shar ha-parshiyos, hinehen ha-shlom ha-so'inyan. The rest of Shema, which means v'yahavtus Hashem Elokecha, that paragraph, v'hoyim shemoa, and then v'yomer. So the rest of the Shema is ha-shlom ha-so'inyan, the completion of this matter. V'nichlal ha'inyan b'shlosha ikarim. And the total picture of Shema has three main principles. V'hein. Kabbalas ol machuso. That's accepting Hashem's machus. That's what we learned about the past several weeks. V'ahavaso. And love for God. That's in V'yohavta. But he includes that as one. Kabbalas ol mitzvos. The second one is v'hoye im shamoa, accepting responsibility for mitzvos. And the third one is uzachiras yitzias mitzrayim, mentioning that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. because we do have an obligation to mention that each and every day, and that is accomplished by saying that paragraph in Shema. So those are the three topics in Shema.
Well, can you repeat?
Yeah, sure. So the first one, Kabbalas Ol Malchuso Va'ahavaso, accepting the yoke of Hashem's kingdom and love of Hashem. That's one. That's Shema and Ve'ohavta. Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos, that's V'hoya Im Shemo, accepting the responsibility of doing mitzvos. U'zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, mentioning our emergence from Mitzrayim, that's the third one, the third paragraph of Shema. So just one second. Haparsha HaRishona, the first paragraph, meaning V'ohavta Hashem Elokecha, you shall love Hashem your God, etc. Bo Yiskavein Ha'adam. In that paragraph, a person should have in mind, Lehischazek Ba'ahavaso Yisborach B'chol Tino'eha, to strengthen himself in love of Hashem in all of its modalities, all of its conditions. Dahainu, and that is B'chol Levavcha, with all of our heart, U'B'chol Nafshecha, with all of our soul, that means even to give our life for Hashem, U'V'chol Ma'odecha, that has a few meanings. One of the meanings is with all of your possessions, to love Hashem, be willing to give what we have for Hashem and for mitzvahs. Another one is related to the word midah, that with all of our midos, all of our character traits that we are blessed with by Hashem, to love Him in all of those. And another way is that whatever circumstances He places us in, to love Him in those circumstances. The Chachamim say, everything He measures out to us, to love Him in that way. So that's Ahavas Hashem, which touches on, you know, all of the main points in our heart, with our life, and in every life situation. The Ahavta. Ulahamshich, Ha'oras Kedushaso Yisborach. And secondly, to bring down the light of His Kedusha, Va'ol Malchuso Yisborach, and the yoke of His Malchus Levanov to our children, Ulechol Tze'etzo'ov, and to all of our descendants. V'hainu, as it says, V'shinantam Levanecha, you shall teach that to your children. So it's fascinating to me that the Ramchal takes this in a very broad way. V'shinantam Levanecha doesn't mean only to teach your children Torah. It does mean that, but not only that. But it means to bring down, like he said the line before, to bring down the Kedusha of Ol Malchus Shamayim to our descendants after us, following us. V'litakein b'chol b'chinos matzavo shel ha'adam, and to fix ourselves up, to be improved, bettered by the Torah in all life circumstances. Dahainu, which is included in the pasuk, b'shivtecha b'veisecha, when you are sitting in your home, uvelechtecha v'aderech, when you're out on the way, uveshachbecha, when you're standing, uvekumecha, when you're sitting. That's meant to include every way that we are and should be affected and infused by Avas Hashem. Ulesakein b'chinas habayis shalo, and then to also improve and better our home with the light of Hashem, dahainu, as it says, uchesavtam al mezuzos be'secha, uvisha'arech, you shall write them on your mezuzahs and on your gates. That's referring, of course, to the mitzvah to place a mezuzah in our homes. So the Ramchal treats that, you know, pretty briefly, that part. There's an awful lot to say about that. So he really spoke a lot about Shema and Baruch Shem, much less about here. And we'll see next week, Bezras Hashem, next time, he also devotes a lot of time to Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is coming up in the next paragraph of Shema. Did you have a question before Amir? Please.
Why is Yetzias Mitzrayim so
important? So we're going to talk about that. That's what he devotes the next letter to. Also, I meant to say at the beginning of the class that the shir is dedicated and sponsored in memory of Sheila Katz, Shifra Matul Bas Eliezer, by her husband Stanley. Shem Hashem and Aliyah. Okay, good to see everybody. May we have a great week. Bezras Hashem, Freilich and Ador. All good things. Hey, Dory. Thank you. Oh, you're in Denver, right?